Hello, it's the 25th of July, 2019. Today we have the Queen of Wands reversed and the Nine of Swords and the Seven of Coins. High anxiety. Oh no, you look tired. Did you not sleep? I'm going to start this one with a card that isn't even on the table, the Eight of Coins, which will naturally follow the Seven of Coins or Pentacles in the order of the suit today in the future position. Earth, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, and Gemini, Sagittarius, Mercury. The eight is the card of the apprentice, the daily grind, the willingness to invest the time, money, and hours that it takes to master and succeed in something that will bring us much more down the line. The Eight of Coins demands total devotion. The hammering, chiseling human on the card is closed off to the rest of the world, so absorbed is he or she in their task. But before we go there, we are here, or at least we will be in the near future, having to make the decision on whether this or them is worth it. The Seven of Coins is charmingly referred to as the Lord of Success Unfulfilled. And so we are probably not feeling that we are where we should be for all the work we've been putting into something or someone. The picture of the gardener leaning back on his hoe as he contemplates his rather average crop, only seven, wonders if, in the end, it will be worth the work. Earth, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, Gemini, Sagittarius, and Mercury. This is very much a reap what you sow card, and very much a card of free will. No solutions or advice here today. It's entirely up to us. It always is, or was. What I wish I had been taught was, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all, which is what the Queen of Wands, today in the reverse, also should have been taught. Aries, Sagittarius, Leo, Cancer. Just about every and any unpleasant adjective can be used to describe this ordinarily sunny, passionate, attention-loving queen when he or she is in the reverse, and I am saying she's a gold digger. This queen, thankfully today in our wake, is a true diva. Shout out to Faye Dunaway for slapping her crew, demanding, entitled, jealous AF. And well, there you go. I shouldn't have said anything at all. This queen in the reverse is like a misfiring spark plug, but the bitch has problems. Unstable. This could be laying awake, replaying again someone's harsh words in your head, a woman of some importance to you. No matter who it was, this card in this position shows me a very emotionally damaged, troubled person that it may, after all, be best to walk away from. Some people are comfortably at home with themselves the way they are, psychodrama and all. This can be a picture of waiting for someone or something that may not come or call. These cards are basically saying you can toss and turn and thrash all night and think yourself to death, but the future seven is asking us to take a step back, reassess, and decide just how much faith we have in this investment. This suggests that it is what it is. They are how they are. But whoever they are, they need a lot of work, and it's not the kind anybody else can do for them but them, or anyone else can do for you but you. Sometimes faith is all you have to go on, but this one very much depends on you. It's your life. This is only a test.